Hi, welcome to Vanessa's Cafe podcast. This is episode number one, and my guest today is Chef Keish with La Keish Catering.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start off. Why don't you tell myself and the viewers a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm from New York. I'm from New York. I moved out here about 20 years ago. And about, oh my gosh, it was about 10 years ago. Has it been 10 years? Maybe?
Like seven. Almost seven.
13, okay, almost 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we became really good friends. I stayed with the job for about 8 years. And then I decided to open my own business. Absolutely, due to the pandemic.
So tell me a little bit about that.
So when the pandemic started, I, of course, I was home for like a year. And a lot of people have been asking me to cook for them. So I started to sell plates. And I decided that I wanted to become an entrepreneur. And from selling plates and doing catering jobs, I got into doing CMOS as well, which is definitely a great health benefit for people. And now that's kind of my focus, is doing more of the CMOS, getting into the health and wellness area of things.
So let's start off with our choice of drink today. So you asked me to pick something for you. So I picked a German coffee. It really isn't German, but I call it German coffee because it's by a brand called Jakobs. Mm-hmm. And it's called Jakobs Krönung. That's the name of it. But it's actually a Colombian bean. Mm. So Germany does not have its own coffee because of the climate there.
Right.
But a lot of the coffee is like imported, you know, from other parts of the country. And then they kind of, they make it to their liking or whatever. Mm-hmm. But coffee and cake is a huge tradition in Germany. And a lot of people meet for coffee and cake. Mm-hmm. Almost daily. So today we are having coffee and cake. Well, actually pie, peach pie. So that is our setup for today. Tell us a little bit about yourself first and how you became a chef. Talk about your early struggles and how you overcame them.
So actually, I grew up in New York in the late 70s, early 80s, when there was the horrible crack era. My mother and my siblings, we all went down south, and I went to high school down south. After high school, I moved back to New York. Okay, so when I moved back down south, I worked a lot of office jobs, and then I got into trouble. Getting into trouble kind of forced me to take a trade up. And because I was good at cooking, I decided to go to culinary art school. When I went to culinary art school and I graduated, I got my first job in a hotel. That was back in 2013. And I started to cook in my position. I soon realized that that's not what I wanted to do for another company. So I stayed with the industry for a while and learned a lot about the industry. And then the pandemic came up. When the pandemic came up, basically, I was forced to create some type of income for myself. So I decided to start selling plates. And a lot of people always ask me to do it. When I started to sell plates, I got a great welcoming from that. And it motivated me to just keep going on. So
tell us about your family dynamic and children. Where are you from? How many children do you have? So you kind of touched base on, you know, being from New York already. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your family dynamic and your children.
So my family dynamic is I have four children. I have a 25-year-old who graduated from architecture college or architecture. She's in architecture now. I have an 18-year-old who's just starting college. And then I have my two boys, which are 10 and 5 years old. So right now I'm a single parent. I mean, I do have help from dad, but I'm a single parent in my household.
What has been the biggest challenge for you in corporate America as a single parent?
The biggest challenge for me in corporate America is actually finding a position that will award me the time that I need to be able to pick up my children from school. So being able to find a morning position, because I am the only person that is available to, how do I say this? Let's see. The biggest challenge for me is being able to balance my job and being a parent. Mm-hmm. So a lot of jobs, they want you to work evening shifts, and I cannot do that. So I have to figure a way how to be able to get my kids to school and how to be able to pick them back up.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of set schedules.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a challenge when it comes to that type of industry. Mm-hmm. There is no set schedules when you're dealing with food and beverage.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. What is your take on how this country is structured to help children and families? Do you think there's enough support?
I don't think that there is enough support. And if it's like you have to do extensive research, nothing is just available for you. You know, if you don't know someone that's telling you, hey, this is available or that is available. I don't think that a lot of people know. If there is a lot of things that are out there, they need to create a way for us to be able to find it. No, I do not think that there is a lot of support for children and families, even in the work industry. I'm growing to realize that they don't care about your family. They want you to work the mm-hmm. time that they want you to work. They don't care about what's going on in your life or how the pandemic has changed you. It doesn't matter. Their focus is what they need done for their business needs, not your family. That's what I'm growing to realize.
Yeah, I see that, especially like right now, there's this like, I wouldn't say a disconnect, but right now people are still very like unlikely to go back to their old jobs, right? Some people have gotten comfortable with staying at home and receiving unemployment. And then you have some that are, you know, maybe because of health concerns, don't want to return back to work as of yet because it just doesn't seem to be safe enough.
Right.
But a lot of employers are short staffed mm-hmm. and they're kind of stretching the people that they have in those positions to the max mm-hmm. and they're expecting a lot out of them. And so me as, you know, a previous business leader, it was like a catch 22 almost because mm-hmm. I know how it feels when you stretch to the maximum, but I also have to run a business, right? But, you know, what I've learned is really to work with people and kind of piece the puzzles together and find, you know, different gaps mm-hmm. and kind of pace people in. So if somebody's only able to work 2 or 3 hours a day, I'd rather take that than not even mm-hmm. have the help. So I just kind of copy and paste in to make the whole puzzle work, you know, and in this today's world, especially right now with how things are, you have to learn how to be flexible as a business leader and think outside the box and get away from that cookie cutter mm-hmm. shift, working someone from 7 to 3 or 3 to 11 or 11 to 7 or whatever, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
We have to be extremely flexible.
Absolutely.
And resourceful, especially when you're, you know, short staffed.
I believe that's what made you a great leader. but they are actually doing the opposite of that now. To me, it seems like, I guess because they're worn out now, they're calling people back to work. Mm-hmm. Their focus is not on the aftermath of the pandemic. It's, okay, we're burnt out. Now we need to call you in here and put you in a position so you could get burnt out. We don't care about what you got going on at home. It's your problem. You have to deal with it. And that's what it is now. So.
Which is very unfortunate because you would think that, you know, that they would take great care of the people that they have, right? Mm-hmm. Because we really can't afford losing
Absolutely.
Any more people. You know, it's so hard to attract talent. And then you've got also situations, you know, that we've discussed before is where you've got an employer that's looking for someone mm-hmm. and then you have like 600 people applying for the same job and they have to sort through all those applications. And a lot of times it's, you know, system generated, but it's still so many people that are applying, mm-hmm. and some are applying only to meet their unemployment quota too, right. you know, but I think that it's just a crazy world right now.
It definitely is a crazy mm-hmm. world, and it's not made up to help parents, to me.
I can agree that the system here in the United States, especially in the state of Georgia, mm-hmm. is not family friendly.
No.
And that's unfortunate because I feel like there's so much money to be made mm-hmm. and there's so many opportunities in this country too. And the fact that, you know, oftentimes women are disregarded mm-hmm. With small children or, you know, when they're pregnant, there's no protection for them. And it's just, in my opinion, you know, I think that there's enough money to be made for companies to be able to offer those benefits and attract that talent too, you know,
absolutely.
Because the better they are to those families and that, you know, those situations, the more people, the more caring you are about the situation mm-hmm. and the more you do for them, the more you get in return.
Absolutely. You know that firsthand.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is I wanted to touch on something that you said earlier. A lot of people are comfortable with staying home and collecting unemployment. I can tell you what this has done for me. Mm-hmm. It forced me to become an entrepreneur, and it opened that door. And I don't want to go back to that corporate life. I want to be my own boss. As hard as I used to go for, you know, the companies, I'm going to do that for my own business. Mm-hmm. It made me want to do that.
Tell me how you took what you learned in corporate America and applied it to your business. How do you stay focused? Because now you know, you're not reporting to anyone mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you're like your own, like you said, your own boss. So tell me what do you do? How do you stay focused?
Organization is very important. So I kind of write down what I need to do, the days that I need to do, with set reminders, make sure I'm getting up to meet the quotas that I have to do. There's times I have to get up to have certain things done by a certain time. And because I'm already used to doing it, it was natural for me. So I just kind of keep things in order and organize myself and organization. That's all I can tell you is staying focused and organization, consistency. Mm-hmm. Once you fall off and lack off, you lose people.
Yeah.
So being consistent, being organized, and prayer, of course, and mm-hmm. staying focused.
Isn't it so much more rewarding, though, too?
Absolutely.
Knowing that all the time that you're putting in is to better yourself and your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Talk about Lakish Catering and what services do you offer?
So Lakish Catering is my catering services. I offer, I sell plates. I offer personal chef meals. I offer catering. I also am doing my CMOS, mm-hmm. which is definitely healthy for people with different illnesses. Yeah, so
why don't you talk about, you bought three different types here?
I did. So This is my CMOS. This one is a purple CMOS. This is this one, and that one is a gold CMOS. This flavor is berries and dates. So with my CMOS, I don't put any sugar in my CMOS. Mm-hmm. I try not to use any agaves or anything unnatural. Mm-hmm. Everything that I put in my CMOS is natural. So all the fruit that I put in is natural. The sweetener, I use dates to sweeten the berries and dates. This one is a strawberry and watermelon with gold sea moss, and the other one is a lime, mint, and kiwi.
That sounds good.
It is good.
So how did you come up with these flavors?
That's the culinary artist in me. Someone put me on to, if that's, for lack of a better term, uh-huh. they told me about CMOS. Uh-huh. Well, I already knew about CMOS. Let me say that. I bought CMOS years ago, but I was never into making it and creating these things on my own. So mm-hmm. A friend of mine who I used to buy my CMOS from, she was looking for the purple CMOS because the purple CMOS has more antioxidants in mm-hmm. the CMOS, right? So I found a friend of mine that was selling the purple CMOS, and it comes from Zanzibar, Africa. I think it's Tanzania. I don't know the name. Okay. In Africa. And I went, my plan was to just get the sea moss and sell the sea moss raw. Mm-hmm. To my friend and to other people. So when we went half and half on getting the sea moss, I decided to try to learn how to make it myself. And in learning how to make it, a friend told me about the flavors that they were doing, that they were putting flavors in the sea moss gel. So the flavors that I came up with are different from regular flavors. I have a whole mindset of flavors that I want to marry together, and it comes out really good. Awesome. And it's all natural and it's good for you. I could tell you this. I have hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. And just in April, my thyroids were over the top. They were about 200 and something numbers higher than the normal number. I started taking sea moss in May. My levels went down 400. So now I'm under. Yep. So I can tell you it works for sure.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
So how can people get a hold of your sea moss or your catering services?
They can go check my Instagram page out, which has all of my contact information on there. It's Lakish, at Lakish Catering on Instagram. My email address is on there, which is lakishcatering@gmail.com, as well as my phone number, or they can inbox me.
Awesome.
I'm available.
All right. And so one last question for you. Who inspires you and why?
Well, I think every woman, entrepreneur, mother, boss. So I can add you into that as well. And you and I have had these conversations mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. how positive you are. Just as you were talking about how you dealt with your talent, and I was one of them, you motivated me, you upgraded me. You were the first person to give me a higher position. You believed in me. Mm-hmm. So any person that is all for upliftment and positive vibes, go-getter, boss moves, they all inspire me. How about that?
I love that. Hold on. Let me press my button here. Hold on. Wait a second.
Oh, no. That is a fact.
I love that. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
All right. So have you tried the coffee yet?
No.
Okay. I want you to go ahead and try it. I want to hear how you like it. So
it's good. It's really good.
We flavored, we used International Delight. And what is it? Salted caramel?
Southern butter pecan
is the creamer that we used for the Jacobs Cafe.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, this coffee, I think it's so tasteful.
It is.
And it's strong within itself. You don't need to put a whole lot, you know, when you make it. Mm-hmm. And the flavor is so unique that you can literally just put a little bit of sweetener mm-hmm. and a basic cream in it.
And it tastes really
good. Tastes great. You don't need any flavor, you know, added flavor
right.
cream.
I agree.
Okay. Would you like to try the pie?
Absolutely.
The peach pie. All right.
Mm, that's really good.
Oh, this is good. Yeah.
It's like a meringue.
Mm-hmm.
Peach meringue.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the people that are watching us?
Well, the sea moss is great for you. If you would like to order flavors from me or gel, you have my information, and my partner also is at Beneficial Sea Moss. If you would like to get wholesale of the raw sea moss, you can reach out to them as well.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Keisha. Oh, thank you for watching. Thank you, everyone, for watching. I hope you enjoyed this very first episode of Vanessa's Cafe podcast. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment below. And turn on the subscribe or like, what is it called?
The subscribe button.
Yeah, but the little bell. Oh, yes. Hit the bell for the notification and make sure to follow me on Instagram. And my handle is Benissa's Cafe.
Peace. Uh-oh. My handle is at Lakeish Catering. And my partner's handle is at Beneficial Seamoss. Peace. Peace, B.